Imagine a world where your daily schedule, your to-do list, even your long-term projects just handle themselves. Where the hundreds of small decisions that lead to that mental burnout, that constant cognitive load, are simply offloaded. Sounds pretty good, right?
It's the ultimate dream, isn't it? A promise of efficiency and calm in our increasingly busy lives.
Absolutely. And that dream is exactly what we're diving into today. The promise of AI planning tools and, well, personal AI assistants. The big question we're asking is, have these tools actually delivered on that promise? Are they truly that super smart friend that looks at everything and gives you a clear order? Or is there maybe more to the story than the glossy ads suggest?
Yeah, our mission in this deep dive is really to unpack the hype versus the reality for you. We'll explore what these tools claim to do, where they tend to fall short for most people, and crucially, where AI truly fits into making your life more organized and hopefully less stressful.
Exactly.
We want to arm you with insights so you can decide how to best leverage AI for your unique life.
And to do that, we've pulled from a fascinating array of sources. We've got a deep dive from a popular YouTube channel that put these tools to the ultimate real-world test. Academic research on intelligent task management and cognitive load, and perspectives from those actually building and seeking what they call the ultimate AI planning solutions. So let's unpack this. To kick things off, can you give us a clear picture of what we mean by AI planning tools and maybe personal AI agents? Let's start with those planning tools first.
Certainly. So at their core, AI planning tools are basically software designed to integrate directly with your existing digital calendars. Think Google Calendar, iCal, Outlook, that kind of thing. The user feeds it their inputs, all your to-dos, your priorities, and then the AI steps in, automatically creating actual blocks of time on your calendar for those tasks.
And when you look at the landscape of these tools, what are some of the big names that you might see advertised, and what kind of bold claims are they making?
Well, two of the prominent examples we saw in our sources are Motion and Reclaim.ai. And their core promise is incredibly appealing. You get them access to your calendar. You essentially brain dump all your to-dos, whether it's work, family, personal, business. Tell it your priorities, and it claims it will build the best calendar for you.
And it gets even more enticing, doesn't it? They suggest it can dynamically adjust.
Precisely. They advertise that if something shifts unexpectedly, say an early school pickup changes your afternoon schedule, they'll automatically replan and reschedule everything for you. The powerful appeal here for so many people is the idea of feeding it information about your life and then just letting it tell you exactly how to execute your day.
That sounds incredibly appealing, doesn't it? Just the idea of offloading that constant juggling act.
Totally.
But it's not just about sophisticated calendar apps, is it? This vision expands into something much broader, something called personal AI agents.
Exactly. The vision for personal AI agents is far grander. Imagine an AI that truly understands the rhythm of your day, capable of even suggesting changes if it senses you're pushing too hard, because it's learned your energy levels and productivity patterns. Beyond just scheduling meetings, it could provide real-life reminders for things like, I don't know, when your car needs an oil change or when to put on winter tires, and even proactively book appointments for you based on your availability.
That's a profound shift in mental load. And the ideas go even further. I mean, from connecting with your smartwatch data for health integration, monitoring well-being, suggesting breaks, or potentially even detecting health issues early.
To acting as a kind of digital journal that quietly tracks your day, helping you spot patterns and progress without you needing to manually input anything. Ultimately, the vision is of an essential companion that genuinely shifts your mental load, helping you balance work, family, and self-care more effectively.
And when you zoom out and look at the full scope, I mean, the possibilities for this kind of AI agent assistance are truly vast. Personal finance management, meal planning, travel coordination, home maintenance, continuous learning, pet care, relationship management, emotional health support, even goal tracking and motivation. It really does paint a picture of a truly integrated, supportive digital presence.
It really does. It's a big vision.
So that's the grand vision, this super smart friend for your life. But in our deep dive, we found a really important reality check. There was a popular content creator, someone who's actually, a big fan of AI, who put these tools to a rigorous real-world test, feeding them her actual weekly plan. What did she discover when she tried to integrate them into her daily life?
Yeah, her conclusion was quite blunt. They didn't work for her.
Really?
Yeah. And through her detailed experiment, she identified 5 key pitfalls that really highlight the current limitations of these tools. The first pitfall she encountered was that these tools fundamentally assume your digital calendar is 100% complete and accurate.
Okay, what does that mean in practice for someone using it, like day to day?
It means if your Google Calendar is missing personal commitments like dinner with family from 6 to 7 p.m., or even just the travel time to a dental cleaning across town, the AI will just schedule tasks directly over them.
Oh, wow.
You have to proactively block off all personal time, including your commute time. Otherwise, the tool simply assumes it's open space ready for a task. And as you know, that's just not how most people truly operate their digital calendars.
Yeah, absolutely not. Most of us aren't meticulously blocking out every single personal minute. So if that's the first hurdle, what was the second pitfall she identified?
The second pitfall is that these tools demand that you, the user, have realistic priorities right from the outset. And crucially, they don't teach you how to prioritize effectively.
Okay. And what happens if you're like many people and you just label everything as top priority because, you know, it all feels urgent?
Right. Well, if everything is a top priority, the tool will quite literally just cram it all into your calendar with no breaks.
No breaks at all.
Seriously. This could result in a schedule that has you going from like 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. with literally 0 5-minute breathers in between.
Yikes.
The tools lack the inherent intelligence to guide effective prioritization techniques, which can easily lead to severe overbooking if you don't already possess strong time management skills yourself.
Okay, so after the calendar accuracy and prioritization issues, what was the next big hurdle this content creator hit, especially when real life inevitably threw a wrench in the plans?
Yeah, that brings us to the third pitfall. These tools truly work best with predictability, and they really struggle with life's unpredictable pivots.
Okay.
Some even state this overtly in their terms of service, you know, works best with predictability.
Yeah.
So if your schedule frequently shifts, say with a sick child, an unexpected school closure, or a last minute appointment you have to run to, you have to manually go back into the tool, plug in the change, let it replan, and then approve its decisions.
Right. And how good were those decisions?
Well, the creator noted that the replanning decisions were often horrible. Yeah, sometimes even suggesting less sleep to accommodate changes, things like that.
Yeah, that's not helpful. So for many people, especially those with less predictable lives, like parents or freelancers, it sounds like this could actually create more work.
Exactly. That was her finding. For those with dynamic schedules, it often means spending more time fighting the tool to get a usable schedule than if they had simply planned manually in the first place.
Wow. That's a surprising outcome for something designed to save time. Mm-hmm. What about the user experience itself? Was there a steep learning curve to these tools?
Well, that's pitfall number 4. They don't have an easy learning curve for many users. Even for someone who is tech comfortable and experienced in testing new software like this creator was, The setup steps can be frustrating. Furthermore, onboarding processes often suggest starting with only work tasks, which isn't helpful for individuals like working parents who desperately need to integrate all life categories, right? From school pickup and morning routines to after school lessons.
So it almost undermines the very goal of a holistic personal plan right from the start.
Pretty much, yeah.
And finally, what was the 5th, maybe overarching pitfall she identified?
The 5th pitfall reveals, I think, the core challenge. These tools make decisions based solely on math, completely ignoring crucial human factors.
What do you mean by math?
They operate like a Tetris puzzle, basically, fitting as much as possible into open slots based purely on task duration.
Okay.
But they don't consider critical elements like your energy levels at different times of the day, the true reality of your week, or the essential need to build in space for uncertainty and just natural breaks.
Right. The stuff that actually makes a plan workable for a human.
Exactly. They lack the intelligence to understand, say, task efficiencies or the mental shift required between different types of tasks, potentially scheduling highly disparate activities back to back without any buffer.
And what you're describing, especially with that 5th pitfall, seems to directly impact something fundamental we set out to explore, our cognitive load. How does all this connect back to that concept?
Yeah, it highlights a core issue from the research on cognitive load. While AI can potentially reduce cognitive load by organizing information, it won't automatically do so.
Okay.
The design and presentation of information, and critically how it interacts with your mental state, are paramount. If the AI's decisions increase friction, cause frustration, or demand constant manual overrides, it actually adds to your mental burden rather than reducing it, which is precisely the opposite of what we aim for when talking about reducing cognitive load.
So after that pretty sobering reality check, you might be thinking, well, is AI useful for planning at all?
Laughs slightly. Yeah, it's a fair question.
And the answer, thankfully, is a resounding yes, but maybe in a different, often more supportive role. First, let's just briefly acknowledge the narrow niche where these current AI planning tools might actually work.
Okay, sure. They could potentially work for highly predictable jobs with consistent, non-overlapping time blocks.
Right.
Especially if used only for work tasks and, critically, with 100% clean data input. Their current strength seems to be in optimization within fixed constraints. They act like hyper-efficient calendar automatons for highly structured workflows.
But the question then becomes, if your life is that predictable, do you truly need an AI tool to plan it in the first place?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Human oversight still seems critical for any kind of adaptive planning.
So if they're not quite ready to take over our entire lives, where does AI truly shine in the planning process right now?
This is where it gets really interesting, I think. AI as your research and idea generation partner.
Okay.
We're talking about leveraging general AI tools like ChatGPT or Claude for in-depth structured research.
Can you give us an example of how that might work in a real-world scenario, like practically?
Absolutely. Let's say you're starting a new project, maybe taking on a new role at work, or even launching something like a podcast. AI can help you understand all the steps involved, the key considerations, and even provide realistic time estimates for different stages. But the key to success here is providing detailed input.
Right.
It's not like a simple Google search where vague questions yield vague answers. You need to give AI-rich, conversational, detailed data for it to be truly effective.
Okay, so instead of just asking how do I start a podcast, you'd provide your topics, your desired release frequency, preferred style, maybe your target audience, and then ask for a realistic plan of steps and considerations.
Exactly.
The more context you provide, the better the output, which can really cut down on that initial planning cognitive load, that blank page paralysis.
Precisely. And AI can also be incredibly effective for task prioritization.
How so?
Imagine it truly acting like that super smart friend who can quickly look at everything you need to do, instantly figure out the urgency, and then give you a clear, actionable order to follow.
Okay.
It analyzes factors like deadlines, importance, dependencies between tasks, your overall workload, and suggests which tasks to focus on first.
That sounds like a powerful way to reduce the stress of constantly worrying, okay, what should I do next? Or am I missing something urgent?
Exactly.
It allows you to concentrate on actually completing tasks rather than spending all that mental energy deciding on them. Are we seeing this kind of application in the real world already?
We are, yeah. Real-world examples include customer support centers using AI to automatically reorder incoming tickets based on urgency, ensuring critical issues get a dig on first.
Makes sense.
Similarly, marketing teams are now using AI to suggest daily schedules for their members, optimizing their workflow based on project deadlines and priorities.
That makes perfect sense. And what does the sort of academic research say about AI's potential in activity planning beyond these specific examples?
Yeah, the academic research overwhelmingly confirms AI's significant potential in activity planning. It uses techniques like machine learning, natural language processing, data analytics to offer personalized scheduling, automated reminders, and task prioritization, directly helping to reduce stress and enhance efficiency. What's particularly highlighted in the research is its benefit for handling dynamic schedules, where real-time adjustments are needed, minimizing the human effort in that decision-making part.
So it's about a streamlined workflow, almost like a loop. Can you walk us through that ideal AI-assisted planning workflow? How would that look?
Yeah, absolutely. The workflow typically involves you provide the user input first. The AI then handles data processing and analysis. It performs task optimization and scheduling, provides you with personalized recommendations, and then you move to execution and monitoring. And critically, there's continuous feedback and AI learning as it adapts over time.
That continuous loop sounds key.
It is. That's key to its long-term potential, that learning aspect.
Okay. This brings us to the bigger picture, and this feels critical. The ethical considerations and the future of these AI assistants. All our sources seem to point to one core takeaway. AI is a powerful resource and advisor, but the decision-making must always remain with you, the human.
Absolutely. That came through loud and clear We cannot let AI replace our critical thinking skills. You need to be able to look at its recommendations and say, hang on, that doesn't feel right. Or I know for myself, it would be better if I did this before that.
Yeah.
As advanced AI assistants gain significant autonomy, potentially impacting every aspect of our lives, work, education, creative projects, social interaction, this human oversight becomes even more crucial.
And this raises crucial questions about value alignment, doesn't it?
Mm.
How do we ensure that the AI's actions align with our values and interests, not just those programmed by their developers?
That's a huge question.
One source even suggested that the people programming these tools may not share the values and systems of diverse users, especially, say, working caregivers, which is a real concern.
Indeed. And there are ongoing challenges and research around data privacy, potential AI bias, and just user adaptability. We need robust safeguards to ensure users can identify when they are interacting with an AI, remain in control, and are not unduly influenced or misled. Our relationships with AI should always preserve human autonomy and avoid, you know, undue dependence.
Looking ahead then, how do you see the future of AI assistance evolving? Is it truly heading towards being integrated and human-centered?
The trend suggests exactly that. We're likely moving towards AI assistance becoming as common as smartphones, embedded across devices like smartwatches, cars, smart homes.
Wow.
Seamlessly adapting to your needs in real time. Future advancements are heavily focusing on things like emotional intelligence and context awareness, where an AI might analyze your tone of voice or sentiment to adapt its responses.
Hmm. And what about the practical side, like where this AI actually lives? Is it all cloud-based?
Not necessarily. There's a rising trend in local AI or on-premise solutions, particularly for enterprises concerned about data sovereignty and having full control over sensitive information. Ultimately, the call from researchers is for more human-centered AI models, models that incorporate psychological and behavioral insights, even integrating emotional intelligence directly into planning tools. It's really about creating tools that truly understand and support the complex human experience.
So we've explored the promise, the current, sometimes frustrating pitfalls, and the exciting potential of AI in personal planning.
Yeah.
It seems clear that while AI might not be ready to fully take over your calendar just yet.
Chuckles, not quite yet.
It's an incredibly powerful tool for research, for insights, and for managing your cognitive load when it's used strategically.
Definitely. And as AI becomes ever more woven into the fabric of our daily lives and planning, it forces us to consider a really fundamental question, doesn't it? How do we ensure that in our pursuit of optimized efficiency, we empower these intelligent assistants to amplify our human values, our need for flexibility, and our capacity for critical thought,
right,
rather than merely optimizing for more in our already busy lives?
That's a powerful thought to end on. It's a conversation that will absolutely continue to evolve, and one you, listening now, will play a part in shaping.